Salam alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're doing well. I hope 2023 has been good so far. Well, if it hasn't, we still have enough time. Please, don't call the year off just yet. Relax. So, a while back, I had a conversation with a few friends, and that is the topic of today's podcast. So, today we're going to talk about taking our time. So, take your time. Let's start this properly then. Man Zakin. Habari, Jambo, Guten Tag, Buenos Dias, Bon Dia, Bonjour, Bonsoir, Mache, Maha. So, in my opinion, the people I had a conversation, this conversation with, were Africa's finest thinkers. I'm not going to mention names because I haven't asked for anybody's approval to mention their names in this podcast. But one of them made a statement when asked a question. The question was, if you were to go back into time and you were to do all this again and this person is very successful, what would you do differently? And the person's answer was quite simply this: I would take my time. You know, just before recording this podcast, I mean, I was going to share take your time in a generic sense, but a few minutes to recording this podcast, I received a few messages and voice notes and text as well. And then I was just analyzing it. And, you know, this kind of moment where you ask yourself, how would things have been different in your life if only you had taken your time? And I don't know if you kind of relate to this, then probably you should just skip on to the next podcast. But most often we rush things. We rush things because we are beings of limited sight and vision. It means we don't even know what's going to happen in the next hour. Now, we have our plans, of course. I'm not saying that we don't have plans and predictions for the year. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. Despite what we have planned, there are things that will happen outside of our plan or our plans. And these things can drastically change your life. I was talking to a client who is now a friend once, just recently, about a week ago, and I told the person that no matter how you plan your life, one incident can change it drastically. So, God forbid, knock on wood, if you have an accident, if anyone has an accident, whatever plans you have, you do not plan having one leg amputated, do you? So when an accident occurs and you lose a leg, yes, the grand scheme of things, on the grand scale of things, you might still be able to achieve your goals, but you have to factor in now having to walk with prosthetics or clutches. This changes your life entirely. Because the places you can go, your physical description, even to an extent, your identity might change. So everything about your life then changes. I have had to introspect, retrospect, all types of specs of my life. And I ask myself very fundamental questions. If I took my time, really took my time, and I'm not saying be slow, there is a real difference, and I'll explain that in a minute, but if I took my time, where would I have been? And the thing that baffles me even as I'm sharing this podcast with you, so you'd is simply this, that even when we know now that if I had taken my time in the past, things would have been different, the question is, how do you know when you're not taking your time? So what's the difference between taking your time and being slow? So taking your time simply means that allowing time, the necessary time. So give time time. I don't know if you've heard that expression before. Giving time time. It means that you have planned things, you're executing them, you are not trying to, you know, take too many steps or go ahead of yourself or get ahead of yourself. You are staying within the framework. Being slow simply means you said you're going to do this in 3 days and then all of a sudden you are doing it in 5 days. Taking your time means you're doing it in 3 days, you're getting it done in 3 days. That's taking your time. I'm now wondering, going forward, how can we take our time? So this cuts across every sphere of life: business, personal, spiritual. There is a fascinating concept about the Jewish tradition that I find coming back to me again and again. So for those of you who know anything about the Jewish culture or the Jews, you know that there is a tribe that has been set apart to be priests. These people, right from your early age, you are told you're going to be a priest. But even amongst them, there are those who are going to be chief priests. There are those who are going to be serving in the outer court of the temple and all of that. They have different categories and different partitions. But right from your childhood, you are being taught, you are being groomed, you are being trained towards that. And the truth is, you cannot become a priest before your time. No matter what you do, you cannot become a priest before your time. So you'd have to take your time to go through the process. Taking your time means going through the process, not trying to take any shortcuts. Now, if I'm going to be real and honest with you guys, I have sought to have so many shortcuts. And I'll tell you this, the pain and the anguish that comes with shortcuts, these are things that you really regret. These are things that you look back and you start to ponder, was it worth it? Was it really worth it? Now, I certainly know, I have been taught so many times to not stay in this mindset of, was it really worth it? Because whatever you think of it, it's already happened. So just make do of what you have now. But going forward, I want you to just think back all the times where you could have taken your time. How things would have been better. And now let us all try, going forward, to just apply these. When you find yourself in a situation, just remind yourself you don't have to make any drastic decision. You can take your time. Unless, of course, it's urgent. But very few things are. So unless it's urgent, take your time. Do not try to get ahead of yourself. And if you're a believer, do not try to get ahead of God. Now, that's a real statement. In your business, in your personal life, your professional life, in your spiritual life, remember to take your time. Everybody's got an opinion on you. This is another true statement. Everybody knows how to be you better than you. But nobody knows what it really means to be you. So I wish you a wonderful week ahead, depending on when you're listening to this. But I wish you a productive few days ahead of you, a successful year, a successful month, a wonderful week. Till I come your way next time, I hope this brought you some value. Remember, take your time. Cheers, guys.